The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday. The phones have been active today, which is wonderful. Let's go back to the phones. Next up is Mike in Columbus. Mike, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome and thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob. I thought Michael Flynn withdrew his guilty plea, and the only reason he pled guilty was because they were going to, they attacked his son for some reason. He did it to protect his son, and that's about the only reason.
Well, he tried to withdraw it, and they wouldn't allow him to. He tried to.
Yeah.
And it looks, there is, from the documents that have been released, I'm not an attorney, don't pretend to be one, but it looks absolutely clear that he was entrapped by the FBI. And from the documents released last night, it looks almost positive that Barack Obama knew all about it, even though he has said, I didn't know anything about it. There were meetings in the White House discussing it, and it is almost 100% certain now that this entrapment scheme went all the way to the Oval Office.
Oh yeah, you know. It's, also, nobody seems to have a problem when Barack Obama fired all the United States attorneys. nobody had a problem with that, but Trump replaces people. Oh no, we can't do that.
Well, and he fired one person, and if you were listening to my caller, it sounds like he had, you know, fired half of his administration.
Yeah. He can fire anybody he wants.
Of course he can.
Yeah, and I just wonder if you're enjoying this global warming. I'm wondering how Gore's keeping warm these days.
You know, I've got a story in my stack. Because of the phone volume, I don't think I'll get to it. But I've got a story in my stack about some leaders in Europe who have said, we will not go back to the old normal. We have proven now, if we shut down the economy, we can save the planet. And so their desire is, this shutdown and everything, we're going to continue it because then we can save the planet. Now, hundreds of thousands, millions of people will die, people will be out of work, families will go hungry, but we will save the planet. There are actually people in Europe talking that way.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Well, you stay warm. I hope you and the missus stay warm this weekend and survive the global warming.
Yeah, I know. I would love a little global warming right now. All right, Mike, thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Newark, Ohio, and talk to Pat. Hi, Pat. You're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, Pastor. I appreciate it. It's refreshing to listen to your show. It's very uplifting, and it's hard to focus in on the topic that I wanted to talk about after the caller before Mike. And I wanted to touch base a little bit on what he mentioned, and you know who I'm talking about. You had mentioned many a time that your show is based around a news with a biblical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when this individual calls, he's so filled with anger and hate. I don't know where he's at with the Lord, but I don't know if he's sitting well with him. But, and you would know better than I would on how to kind of turn that conversation to him and ask him where he thinks the Lord would have him in regards to his anger and his hateful comments that he talks about. Leaderships and the people that are around him. But I want to go back to my particular.
Let me just comment real quickly, and then I'll let you go. I have tried.
I know you have.
I have had several callers who just evoke anger, hatred, bitterness, and I have tried to confront them in a loving way. That kind of anger and hatred doesn't accomplish anything, and it eats you up from the inside like cancer. But I haven't been able to get anywhere, unfortunately.
Well, I guess you'd never say die on that one. But if I may digress a little bit onto this virus and the 4th of July, I knew immediately when they started closing things down that this was going to evolve into something much bigger. And my feelings on the virus are virtually mirror image to yours, Pastor. And I don't need to, you've already mentioned how you feel about it. But my question to you, as a pastor and also a great communicator that you are, how do you go about when it comes time to have peaceful civil disobedience? There comes a time when the people need to rise up peacefully, of course, and show their discontent with how these are not laws that are being brought to us. These are people's opinions and their and what they think we should do. These aren't coming from our legislators, those who we elected. These are coming from unelected officials telling us where we should go. And it bothers me so much that we have become sheep. And we're following just the crowd. It's now your turn to get into the railroad car type of philosophy. And I just want your opinion about how peaceful civil disobedience plays into this.
Well, Pat, it's a difficult topic because I believe the New Testament in particular is clear that we are as much as possible to obey civil government. I think Romans chapter 13 is very clear on that. And when we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus was very, very critical. I mean, sometimes caustically critical of the religious leaders of his day. Whited sepulchers filled with dead men's bones. You are of your father, the devil. You are a generation of snakes and vipers. I mean, he was caustic with the false religious people. But the nation of Rome, the government of Rome, absolutely corrupt, tyrannical, dictator. Jesus said almost nothing about the Romans. And when they arrested him, he went without any protest at all. There comes a time let me go back quickly, and I'll try to do as quick as I can. I don't know whether you've ever heard me talk about this thing about the two kingdoms. There is a heavenly kingdom of which I am a citizen. The Constitution is the word of God. My king is Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of all lords. Then I am a member of a physical, political kingdom, material kingdom. And I was born here. I'm a citizen of the United States of America. And my authority is the Constitution of the United States. And we have the president. We have governors. We have mayors and so forth. I have a responsibility in both of those kingdoms. If the physical kingdom ever asks me to betray the spiritual kingdom, my first allegiance is to the spiritual kingdom, and I will exercise civil disobedience in a heartbeat if the civil government tells me to do something that is in contradiction to the clear teaching of the Word of God. That is absolutely clear. It is not quite as clear in that physical kingdom where the authority is the Constitution. Fortunately, Pat, we have ways to redress. We have elections. We can go to our elected officials. And I don't think that any kind of a revolution is called for until we have exhausted the constitutional political ways to redress our concerns. Contacting our representatives in the House of Representatives, our senators, contacting the governor's office and so forth, and protesting. Protesting is a constitutional right, and it's absolutely American to protest. civil disobedience, I think it has to be a clear-cut violation of the Constitution, and we have tried to redress it as much as we can through the legal and constitutional ways. If that is impossible and our constitutional rights have truly been infringed on, then I think it's time for civil disobedience. I don't know that we're there yet, because wearing a mask, that's not a constitutional issue. I hate it, but okay. If Mike DeWine had said, we're shutting down all the churches and you will not meet, it's time for civil disobedience, Pat. But he didn't. He said, I suggest that you don't. Most churches have taken that advice and that counsel, and I think wisely so, at least for now. So I don't think there's any reason for civil disobedience there. So it's not clear cut, Pat. It really isn't.
No, it's not. But we're on the fringe.
But we are on the fringe. Yes, we are. We are. The fortunate thing, Pat, is the restrictions are beginning to be lifted. It's not getting worse. It's getting better. That's the good thing.
But Pastor, don't you see that they're talking about a resurgence of this? And I don't want to take any more time.
I know. There's no evidence for that at all.
Well, I'm not saying there is, but I'm saying those who are in the leadership role might come back and use that. But anyway, you've addressed it so beautifully. Thank you so much.
Well, you said it better than I did. We're on the verge. We're on the verge.
We're on the verge.
But the good news is the restrictions are beginning to be eased. If it was going the other direction, I think we might be pushed over that edge of civil disobedience. Personally, I don't think we're there yet. And I hope we don't get there. But, Pat, you have no idea how much you encourage me today by saying the program is uplifting. Sometimes I'm not sure it is, but I want it to be. So you've encouraged me. Thanks. Have a great weekend. All right. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Oh, my goodness, I've got so many things in my stack and just a couple of minutes to deal with them. But on Fridays, I always try to defer to the phone calls and certainly did today. And I've really enjoyed all the phone calls without exception. I have enjoyed all of them. Just one Joe Biden thing, just real quickly. If you haven't heard, the sexual abuse allegations against Joe Biden has received another boost. One of the most obvious exposés exposing of the liberal left's gross hypocrisy is the difference between the accuser of Joe Biden and the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh. It is just so blatant in your face. And most of you remember Brett Kavanaugh was accused by one woman of an event that occurred in high school 35 years before. Not one single witness, not one single bit of evidence, not one single bit of corroboration. Not one. She said she listed the name of, if you'll remember, Christine Blasey Ford. She listed the name of three people that she thought would corroborate it. None of them. It was her word against his word, and that was all. And yet the liberal left, including Joe Biden, we got to listen to the women. We got to believe the women. Dianne Feinstein, we have to believe the women. Nancy Pelosi, we have to believe the women. Kamala Harris, we have to believe the women, on, on. Now we have Tara Reid, who has made an accusation against Joe Biden from 1993. That was a long time ago. But she has had three individuals corroborated, three. Christine Blasey Ford had zero. She has three. Is it possible they're all lying and just trying to support her? Sure it is. But she has three. And the news media and the liberal left has completely ignored it. Now this, Blockbuster, this came out just last night. In 1996, she was in the middle of divorce proceedings with her former husband, this Tara Reid, the woman that is accusing Joe Biden. And in court documents that were just released last night by the Tribune in San Luis Obispo, California, her ex-husband gave sworn testimony in 1996 that she said she was sexually harassed in Joe Biden's office. It doesn't say that she mentioned Joe Biden, but in his office she was sexually harassed and finally reached an agreement with the chief of staff and she left. The legal document on several occasions, she related, this is what her former husband said, she related a problem that she was having at work regarding sexual harassment in U.S. Senator Joe Biden's office. She told me that she eventually struck a deal with the chief of staff of the senator's office and left her position. Now, does that prove it? Sure lends credence. And then in addition to that, there is the phone call of her mother to Larry King Live that has surfaced, where she said, my daughter has been sexually harassed in a senator's office. Anyway, my point, there is, my goodness, probably 10 times more corroboration for her claims against Joe Biden than the claims against Brett Kavanaugh. And yet, the liberal left continues to ignore her complaint. Hypocrisy on a scale of 1 to 10, 27. All right. Hey, folks, I hope you have a great weekend. I really do. Worship this weekend, whether you're in person, in your car, in your home. Worship at a good Bible-believing church. And please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.